We're speaking now with Ron Korn, and he is a candidate for Bonner County Commissioner District 3. That's to fill the seat that's being held right now by the retiring Dan McDonald. Ron, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, to start out, can you give us a bit of an introduction? Tell us a bit about your background and how long you've been in Bonner County.
Sure. So I moved here about 24 years ago with my wife of 31 years now. And once we got here, we started our family. We've got three kids now, all born at home. When I moved here, I got involved with community services. I started off with Bonner County Sheriff Search and Rescue. And after a couple, 3 years, worked my way up, and the sheriff ended up appointing me to the commander position of that nonprofit group. It's the largest search and rescue group in the state of Idaho. Since then, I've been involved with other nonprofit groups such as the Scouts, Northside Fire District, and also ended up founding a couple of nonprofit groups. Back in 2020, when the coronavirus came, the Lions Club, that usually does our 4th of July celebrations, ended up having to cancel it about 7 weeks before. So I picked up the ball on that and got the community involved, and we were able to raise money and volunteers, and we saved the Independence Day of 2020, something I'm very proud of. Also, I kind of was noticing how our country was going downhill with the riots as close as Spokane here with the BLM riots and Antifa, and I decided to start something locally here, and I started the 7 Bravo Militia, a bunch of trained professional people here just to serve the community in time of need. One of the other foundations that I have founded since then is also the FACLU, the Freedoms and Civil Liberties Union. And that is a nonprofit corporation that we raise money to help local patriot people and events here in Bonner County. One of the things that we were able to do just recently was we helped one of the local truck drivers participate in the People's Freedom Convoy that went from California to D.C.
Went to the D.C.,
So we were able to help him with his fuel and expenses to get across and do that and stand up for the rest of us. So deeply involved with the community for the last 23 years. I believe that's where it's really at. I believe giving back to the community is important. And the old saying, it takes a community, it takes a village. It takes all of us working together to make a better place to live.
Mm-hmm. What is your education and work and professional experience?
So I have about over 30 years of self-employment. So I'm very familiar with how to run budgets, how to keep them in the black, how to deal with other people, landowners, property owners, how to deal with contracts, like I said, how to deal with budgets and the private sector. One of the reasons I'm running is because I'm very upset at how government runs. I think government needs to be more efficient, such as the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was my next question. but since you already answered that, here's a question I'm asking all the candidates. If you're elected, how much time will you spend in office each week?
Last I heard, they called it a part-time job, and I don't know how you can get paid $90,000 a year for a part-time job. I would be dedicated to it. I have to be. Mm-hmm. It's not fair to the people to be paying that kind of money for a representative if you're not in the office and able to take phone calls or talk to people in person. Mm-hmm. So I look at it as a 5-day-a-week job.
Okay, well, on to issues. What do you consider the biggest issues in the commissioner's race that's motivating you to run and also that you want voters to weigh out as they decide who they're voting for?
So unlike most of the other candidates running for the office for the commissioners, I think the biggest priority is the lack of representation in our local government. I'm upset at being lied to. I'm upset about being treated as their servant. I think they got it all backwards. The people out here that elect these representatives in the office, they're the boss. We the people are the boss. And I don't feel represented and I don't feel treated that way anymore, even at the county level. So the biggest priority is returning government back to the people. I know some of the issues are land issues and stuff like that. And that's just kind of a subcategory, if you will, in my opinion. It's about defending all rights and liberties, not just your property rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get in on that issue that you just mentioned. We're seeing huge growth here now, and managing growth has become a large concern and a big issue that the commissioners have been dealing with. What tack would you take in planning and zoning issues and growth management, or do you think there should be efforts to manage the growth?
So I don't like the term of using government to manage. I think that's one of the reasons we're in the boat we're in today, is we have too much government involvement. We do have a large influx of people coming. I heard just the other day from one of the other commissioners that there was a little over 600 new building permits pulled last year. In my opinion, that's not a whole lot. That's not a huge number. I know there's a lot of people moving here, and there's a lot of people selling and moving out of the area. There is some developing going on. There's people splitting their lots and stuff. There's a few larger developments going on. It is the government's job, I believe, to manage at a very low level as far as making sure raw sewer doesn't get dumped into a creek and harming the next door neighbor. Other than that, I believe in property rights. I believe that you have the right to do what you want to do on your property, right, as long as you're not harming your neighbor. Mm-hmm. And I think it needs to be kept pretty simple. I like the KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid. And I think things need to be written a little better. I think we need to quit using attorneys so much to write a lot of this policy. You and I need to be able to understand what it says, not have it interpreted or not have to hire an attorney to read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, along those lines, the county just recently, in the last month or so, took action to split the Planning and Zoning Commission into two commissions, a Planning Commission and a Zoning Commission. Do you agree or disagree with that decision?
I don't know if I have an opinion on that. I was told, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I was told that because of the higher influx of permits coming in, that they had to do that to expedite things. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. Is there another agenda? I don't know. It'd be speculation at this point. I'm about efficiency. If that makes it more efficient, great. But I'm afraid by splitting it, it also raises the cost, which enlarges government again. Mm-hmm. So then I would be opposed to it. So I haven't had a lot of time to dive into that subject mm-hmm. alone. But I am about smaller government, and it looks like it's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. So one of the stated reasons for splitting the commission up was to allow the new planning commission to concentrate on a rewrite of the county comprehensive plan. What do you think about that process or the comprehensive plan that we already have in place even?
Well, everyone's complaining about the comp plan. I haven't seen much that I've looked at so far that needs to be rewritten. I think things are spelled out pretty well. The problem is you have some small factions here in the county that are upset that Bonner County is changing. And I totally understand their feelings. I've been here for 24 years myself. I've seen it change. We used to be able to walk across the streets and not have to worry about getting run over. Now we got to wait for the light to change to get across the street. So I do see the people coming here. I don't see the rural areas changing that much. I don't know exactly where we're going with.
Well,
that.
If you think the comprehensive plan needs a rewrite at this stage of the game,
I would have to look at it more. Mm-hmm. I haven't had time to look at the comp plan that much. Mm-hmm. I know it's a lot some people's priorities, but I've kind of been off on some other priorities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you think the county commissioners have been doing with roads and infrastructure?
So it's one of my pet peeves is roads. I live on one of their gravel roads myself, and I've had many conversations with past commissioners, and I've asked them to come out and look at their gravel roads with me, and I dared them to show me any gravel in it. The gravel roads turned to mud. And we're going through breakup right now, and up where I live, there's still a big mud hole. I got to put in four-wheel drive to get home on a county-maintained road. I don't think that's right. I've had past commissioners tell me, well, you knew that you lived way up there where you do, and I agreed. But I also know that I live on a county-maintained road, and one of the issues is that it was never built properly to start with. So we have some big issues with infrastructure. We have some issues with road and bridge. I think we need to look at bringing our roads up to specs better before maybe we start adding more pavement and chip sealing stuff to other roads. Mm-hmm. The chip sealing works great, but if the base isn't there, it disappears and costs us more money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have time to dig in on another issue or two if you want to identify one. I can throw one out. Taxes. Do you think the commissioners have been doing a good job in managing the tax money?
So
funds it all.
Yeah. So, I mean, the last 4, 5, 6 years, I mean, they've actually done a great budget cuts and all. I think they've been pretty responsible with the budget. They kept their property taxes at the same rate for 3 or 4 years, I believe, which today now it's going to be hard to do because of inflation. I'm afraid we're going to have to cut the budget just to break even this coming next year. It's a big concern.
Inflation is a big concern.
Big concern. Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm. Well, rising property values are another issue in the county as well.
It is. And there's not much we can do about that. People are coming here because they want to enjoy the freedoms that we have. They've seen the last 2 years of us living up here, choosing whether or not to wear a mask, not being mandated to. A lot of these people coming from California and Seattle and Oregon, they've had it rough. They can't celebrate Christmas. They can't celebrate Thanksgiving. And I cannot imagine living like that. That's not America. Bonner County is America. And now everybody wants that America back. And they can't have it where they're at because now their vote doesn't matter. What are they doing? They're coming here where they can enjoy their freedoms again. I don't know if you drove around City Beach last couple summers, but 80% of the license plate at City Beach are all out of state. Mm-hmm. They're all coming here to enjoy.
The trailheads, too.
And the trailheads. Yeah. You know, yeah. Can you blame them? Mm-hmm. You know, we've done such a great job preserving our rights and our freedoms here, and those people want to enjoy them. Mm-hmm. What I ask of those people, though, is to come here and help us keep protecting those freedoms. Don't change. You know, don't make us into Seattle or Southern California.
Well, if you were giving the county commissioners a grade for how they've done the past couple of years, what grade would you give them in their administration of the county?
I'd probably give them like a C. One of the things I'm really upset about, and a lot of other people are upset about the commissioners, is they don't seem to be transparent. One of the typical answers when you ask, why did you do this? Why did you do that? The generic answer seems to be that we ran it by legal and they said it was okay. Well, you and I both know that there's many different ways of doing something that would still be legal. That doesn't make their decision the only decision that was legal. So better transparency. What I would like to do is, if I'm elected to office, is have more workshops, get the people involved. So the people need to understand how county government works, how policies and procedures are done. A lot of people are upset that these zoning changes seem to be rubber stamped and pushed through, when in fact, I was one of them months ago. You know, it really looks bad. If you're not paying attention, it looks like they're just shoving stuff through, when in reality, they're following their comp plan that they have today. And if they don't follow their comp plan, they're gonna get sued. If I'm asking for a zone change and my property fits the criteria of the county's comp plan and they deny it, I'm gonna sue them. So they have to follow their comp plan. That's why they're talking about revising it, you know, maybe to help kind of curb the growth. The growth needs to start in the middle of the nucleus. It needs to start in the cities and in the suburbs. I got chastised a little bit last night, but when I moved out of the house for the first time, when I had my first job at the lumber yard, I lived in an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment. We don't have many of that kind of living situations around here. You don't get to move out of the house when you're 18 or 19 years old and expect to move right into a single-family home. You just don't. So the affordable housing, if you will, needs to be those one- and two-bedroom apartments that we need more of for our local workforce. Our restaurants are closing. They're working half weeks because they don't have the workforce.
Mm-hmm. And the workforce cannot find the housing it needs. Yeah,
they can't. They can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And if they did, the business owners would have to raise their prices astronomically to where we couldn't support them. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we're about out of time. But here's a question I'm trying to ask all the candidates. What differentiates you from the other candidates? Why should people vote for you?
So I like to kind of refer people back to look at everyone's backgrounds. Look at all of our actions, you know, actions, not words. We can all stand up there and act like politicians and tell the public what they want to hear. It doesn't do any good. Do a little bit more research, please, on all the candidates. Look into their backgrounds. Look into my background. Look at what I've done for the community. What have others done for the community? It's very simple. Look where the money's coming from. You can go on the Sunshine website, on the Secretary of State website, and you can see all of the donors that are supporting each candidate. Look at who those donors are. We have a candidate in there right now that's being supported by the far left running as a Republican. I don't think that's right. I have no problem with a Democrat running, but run with your own party. Be proud of who you are. Run as a Democrat. Mm-hmm. So just do a little bit more research other than just talking, because talk's cheap. Actions is where it's at.
Okay, Ron Korn, candidate for Bonner County Commissioner in District 3. How do people find out more about you?
I've got a website, really simple, real easy to remember, ronkorn.com. That's ronkorn.com. Also ron@ronkorn.com for an email. And I'd be happy to sit down and talk with people if they've got questions or concerns. I'm constantly meeting with individuals and families and groups of small people that want to hear more about my concepts and my platform, just bringing government back to the people. It's something that we haven't seen for decades.
Well, Ron, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.